Good evening, everybody, and a blessed Merry Christmas to all of you. Boy, it's good to see God's people here tonight. From all of our guests that have come to the people that have come down from the north, and even some of our people that said they can't stay up this late tonight, it's great to have an 11 o'clock service. One of the most enjoyable services that I personally do over the course of the years, and I've always enjoyed this, and I hope that you will as well. Just a couple things that we need to share in the midst of our things this evening. We have got a Christmas Day service tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Even though tomorrow is Sunday, we will be treating it like Christmas Day. Next weekend, New Year's weekend, with the exception of the fact that Faith Factor will not be a part of the Saturday night service, we're going to have the normal schedule that we would have any other weekend. Saturday worship at 5, Sunday worships 8 and 11 with an education hour. And we're starting a Bible study here in the sanctuary on Joseph. That'll be next Sunday. So we hope that you can join us for that. We must inform you that it's pleased Almighty God to take to himself the soul of Fernia Fuller, who has been granted everlasting life. And just if you know our members, Dave and Pat Knoll, as she has been, she'd been in poor health for a number of weeks, but the Lord has finally granted that. Tom Ogorzelek has been released from the hospital, and that's the other piece of news that we have, as has Robert Benke, who is now continuing his rehabilitation up in Bayonet Point. So this evening, what we're going to do is we've got a special service of Holy Communion for all of God's people, and sometimes with our families, sometimes they bring their children up, sometimes they don't, but we're going to ask everybody, please come up tonight and if for whatever reason certain people will not be receiving communion, place your hands over your heart. We're going to be making sure that everybody gets a Christmas blessing tonight. Okay, we are going to move everything that we've got tonight as we can. We're going to begin, though, before we start with our opening carol, we are going to begin by greeting one another in the peace of the Lord. Merciful Father, we confess that we have lived in the darkness of sin rather than in the light of your love. Some of our sin we know about, the thoughts and words and deeds, both done and left undone, of which we are ashamed. But we know that as our nature clings to us, some is hidden even to us. For the love you showed us this night, we have not loved you with all our heart, nor have we honored you who gave us your son's life with our own lives. Forgive us, we pray, for the sake of Jesus Christ. Enlighten us by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may worship you and live in the true and eternal life. God has given you a gift this night. The gift of his son, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. This gift gave his life on the cross for you. He rose from death to life, that you might have life. As a called and ordained servant at the command and promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, I declare to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you. Please stand as we call to mind our baptisms. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness.
Conceived by the Holy Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
But Mary treasured up all these things. In poverty he came to earth. He makes us rich in heavenly ways. We take a moment of silence for personal reflection and confession. Perhaps at no other time does the precious word of God reach into our hearts and souls to remind us as to how all of what God has given us was prepared for this moment as the lessons from Holy Scripture for the setting of Christmas. So we begin first from the book of the prophet Isaiah from the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. And they rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray together. O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he returns again to be our everlasting King, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We also hear these words from St. Paul from his letter to the Galatians. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
And so then, once again, we hear the greatest story ever told, the Christmas Gospel from Luke chapter 2. Please stand for the first part of our Gospel. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the town of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. You may be seated as we sing the first three verses of O Come, All Ye Faithful. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the gospel of our Lord. Stepping into the light here, dear friends, may the light of this night shine in your hearts. It's the light of Christ who came into this world in the midst of a great darkness. Bring forth in our lives what he promised for so long and what he shares with us each and every day. And that promise that he will be with us always to the day when he will really be with us always. Amen. I want to begin with something. I don't know if we've got too many young children at an 11 o'clock service. But all of us at one time were in that phase where, whether we did it tonight, whether we did it tomorrow, whether we had stairs or not, we would come and go looking for what was under the Christmas tree. I'm going to ask you something. Did it ever happen that you went over to your tree and, oh yeah, there were lots and lots of presents like you had hoped, but all the names were wrong? It's like a certain person must have delivered the wrong presents to the wrong house. That never happened, did it? Somehow, the right names were always there. Now, who knows what was in some of those packages. Growing up, it seemed as though that I found out later, with the complete permission of that individual, there would always be one person who would, in the midst of those nicely wrapped packages, would take out a package and what was in it? Well, I didn't grow up in coal country, so it was never a lump of coal. But it might have been sticks and a bunch of charcoal. It might have been a stick with a red ribbon on it. There were five or six different traditions running around. I got to see them all with different people receiving something like that. But of course, everything else was something very, very special. I've often marveled because somehow I would expect under a tree that the right names would be there. But on a day like today, when probably the one thing you really wouldn't want to be is some sort of a delivery driver, you probably don't know any of the people that you have just delivered presents to, and you can only hope that all those packages that you were delivering, that they were all going to the right houses, to the right people. And it would be something memorable for each one of them. But you go back to the time of when all this took place with Jesus coming into the world. And here was indeed a gift for all of humanity. A gift foretold by the prophets for many, many years. A gift that was at the heart and center of what you were going to be taught as you grew up, a child. Told about the coming of Messiah. And yet, when the time came, why does it seem like it was almost a package delivered to the wrong address? With as much time as was spent on something like that, and as the word starts coming in from shepherds, no less, there should have been mass excitement. What we have waited so long for has been delivered right where the prophet said it would. In the city of David, to a person who was of the house and lineage of David, to a woman who gave birth as a virgin. Everything coming together the way it's supposed to. And no one knew. And even when the wise men, and you know, we haven't talked about that tonight, but even when the wise men finally arrived, with the star that had told them, and apparently nobody else saw the star, noticed it, or understood that it had any significance, and they come into a city. It was just a few miles away. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? Somehow, between all the names of the people who, as the saying was being spread abroad by the shepherds, heard that, marveled at it, wondered about it, and all those people in Jerusalem, there was no connection whatsoever. No one knew what had just happened. No one understood that the name that was above all names was now here with us. We know for a fact that from the beginning of time, God's people lived, shall we say, in a great darkness. And if I walk over to the pulpit, we try to turn on, we're going to be turning on all kinds of lights tonight. So I decided, look, this is where God's people spent most of their time. Understanding that there was the light of God was out there, and understanding that the light of God was going to be coming soon, but not really knowing any of the details. But even when the details came, the rest of God's people were seen to be in the dark. What about us? Okay, this might not be the group to tell this about, but maybe this is exactly the group. Because friends, you're sitting here in the light tent. Okay, we've dimmed the lights a little bit for nice effect for Christmas Eve and all of that, and we've got some precious things coming up here in the next few moments. But do you understand how much we sat in darkness? No matter who and what we were all alike. There were, if in fact there would have been any kinds of gifts for God's people, they may as well not have had any tags on them because all had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all needed that Redeemer. We all needed a Savior to come into the world for us. We all needed that special gift that was laid in a manger. Once it came, for the people then, when they finally started hearing it, Jerusalem was in an uproar over the wise men, the people in Bethlehem didn't seem to know what to do. At some point, did the light come on? For some it did. It seemed for many more it didn't. Has anything changed today? The light here shines in the darkness, and the darkness is not going to overcome it. Not with Christ in our hearts. Not with every single person here wanting to make sure that Christ is a part of their Christmas. You know, I was talking about the delivery of presents a while ago, and one of the things I always remember was when you had to go and sit on a certain person's lap, the first thing he always asked you was your name. He wanted to call you by name before he even asked about some of that other stuff that I was probably less willing to share with him, okay? But he always wanted to know my name. Jesus Christ already knows your names. As we've been baptized in the waters of holy baptism, we were not only given a special name that was accompanied with some water, we were given a name by the Lord that when he calls us, indeed, by name, to make sure that we understand, yes, the gift of a Savior is for you. By any name you can imagine, no matter what you have been, what you're called, what your nickname is, you have been redeemed in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Because that Savior that maybe a lot of us would even love to hold in our arms, never forget that there are just some times that you try to hold a baby in your arms and, well, for some people, it's not so comfortable. But when you understand it, well, we don't need to hold him. He's going to hold on to us. And why? Because that same baby that was wrapped in swaddling cloths, the diaper of a poor person, also got to wear something else. Nails. A crown of thorns. That same child that came into the world for us, died for you, and came into the world specifically for that purpose. When we shed away all of the beauty, all of the preciousness of Christmas, what we have left is the very reason that I'm standing in the light. And the only way that I can, if I move away, I move out of the light. But as long as I'm standing in the light, I'm standing right before the cross. The cross of Christ by which he gave his life for you. That gift has your name on it. It has not been misdelivered. It is not a mistake. It is not something that we'll take one look at and hope in a day and a half that we can get back to the department store and send it back where it came from. This Savior gave his life for all of us that we might have life. And he cares so much about you that, yes, indeed, he will be calling you by name. And he's never going to get that name wrong, because no matter how many people here know you, no matter how many people here are known by you, he knows you better than everybody else. And he knows somebody else as well. He knows that person that is not here tonight. Now, I know that we have some people at the 11 that we're never going to see at 11 o'clock, plain and simple. For some of them, no, this just would not work. In fact, more than a few of them we'll see at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I don't mean that. You know as well as I do that the number of people that not only have been redeemed by Jesus Christ, but need to be touched by that message that reminds us again each and every Christmas is for them, and for them by name. There are many more out there. By all rights, we should have to be doing something like this about twice every hour for about 3 days straight, just to accommodate the people who come in great thankfulness for what the Savior has done. But no matter how many of us there are tonight, friends, so many names, so many redeemed, but it all starts with you, with a present that was given for you, with a gift that truly continues to give, the gift of life everlasting. Friends, tonight, no matter what you go home for underneath the tree, just remember, the greatest present has already been delivered precisely for you. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I believe our next thing is to receive our offerings. We do ask tonight, as we do the other times, do the best you can with the light, that you fill out the Faith Fellowship cards. Let us know that you were here tonight, both our members and our guests. They're in the racks in front of you. The ushers will be collecting them after they've collected the offering. Please note the special prayer response that is up on the screen. We lift up our hearts and bow our heads. Blessed God and Father, the source of all mercy and truth, you promised to the prophets that you would deliver your people. And tonight we thank and praise you that you have kept your promises. At the right time, gave to the world the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. We gather in awe and reverence around Christ's manger throne tonight to worship the morning star of salvation who has risen among us. Help us always to take in this great mystery and wonder that the Son of God has taken human form for our sake and brought light and life to those in darkness and death. In prayer and praise, O come, let us adore him. We thank and praise you, O Father, that by Jesus' birth you have established your kingdom among those who deserve only that you should turn away from them, but you have made your face to shine on us. You have given us peace in him who is the Prince of Peace. As we think about the wonder that the Son of the Most High took the nature of a servant, appeared in human likeness, and gave his life for us, fill us with new gratitude and joy that faith, hope, and love may increase in each and every one of us. Help us to find in this babe of Bethlehem the way of salvation, the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from every evil, and the sure hope of life everlasting. In prayer and praise, O come, let us adore him. Make every home receptive to the glad tidings of the true Christmas, that these homes may know, many for the first time, rejoicing in what truly is the greatest gift of all. As we remind ourselves of this time of giving, remind us that the greatest sacrifice always came from you. But in the midst of that, help us to look with compassion on all who are finding themselves in want or need, who find no joy in this Christmas season, the bereaved spending their first Christmas without a loved one, those who are lonely, our military who spends their holidays away from family and friends, those who, even during this time, are sick or troubled or sorrowing or dying. Help them to remember that you are the deliverer of your people, the helper in every need, the healer of the sick, the hope of the dying. We offer a special prayer tonight on behalf of a gentleman named Kyle, who is going through a time of an advanced stage cancer. Also, the God's people who were witnesses today of one that you called to yourself in the midst of a life that on Christmas Eve should be about nothing but life and joy. Give all the assurance that in Christ, who is Emmanuel, God with us, you are near to those who call upon you. In prayer and praise, O come, let us adore him. Grant that this newborn king may have his kingdom extended among all nations of the earth, enabling your people to grow in grace and love, abounding in joy, peace, faith, hope, and every good work. May we always proclaim the good news in all the places that we are with all the abilities that you give us. For all this we pray. In the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names, the King of Kings and Prince of Peace, who taught us to pray his prayer, which we now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation. You have shown your mercy to us and given your only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In the beginning you created all things by your word, and in the fullness of time the word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Let your precious word made flesh dwell richly among us tonight, that faithfully eating his body and drinking his blood we may receive the fullness of your grace and truth in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hear us for his name's sake, the words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." May the everlasting peace of the Prince of Peace be with you always. May your hearts be eternally lifted up in peace through the Prince of Peace. And may our Lord God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you this day and always.